are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV. This is P alongside Ryan. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening, well, that means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, and all other podcast platforms. We also kindly ask that you hit that follow button and leave a review, even though you won't. another week, and we have... What's up, Ryan? How you doing, brother?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Introducing our boy, who's like... I told him, yo, you're like part... I was explaining what we were about to do, and I'm like, dude, you've been on it plenty of times. You're like part of the show already. What's up, HHM? What's up, brother?
What's up, fellas?
How you doing?
Chilling.
As a Bills fan, how are you feeling?
I don't think we lost after the Cards game last year when we got that Hail Mary on with Nuke, right?
That's right.
I think we lost, went up by. I don't think we lost a game for the rest of the year until the AFC Championship games.
So. Wait, hold on. The Hail Mary was before their bye last year?
I believe so. And then we went into a bye, and I don't think we lost after that. But you might want to check on that.
I'm pretty sure
it was something like that.
Yeah, because I saw something that I forgot what the stat was. It whether it was like hadn't lost something amount of games in a row, or I forgot what it was. Or hadn't been down or some crazy stat like that. Like, y'all was on a crazy tear.
Let's see. I'm looking. So, wow. Hey, man. That was good. That's a good call out. I like that.
Was it really?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then they followed up in Buffalo where they played Los Angeles. And that's when Herbert was really playing well. So They beat him 27-17.
Right.
Wow. Okay. And then they beat the Niners in prime time. They beat the Steelers in prime time. Then that's when people are like, okay, these Bills are probably for real. So, I like that. We like those narratives here.
Yeah. And I think 15 or 16 straight games leading at halftime.
That's what it was. Hey, the best thing is y'all come back after bye to two cupcake matchups.
Yeah,
you don't think any of these two are traps, in your opinion? I don't think the Miami one is, and not to sound confident, like overly confident, but I just know that, you know, that there's that player that always beats that team.
Right.
Like Josh Allen is that for the Dolphins, and he's going to be that for the Dolphins for a long time.
Right.
Yeah. Good. Always get to talk Buffalo football. Thank you, Mike.
Of course.
Yeah, appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. I'm already like slowly, you know, for years been chipping away at Ryan here. So, you know.
Yeah, I got to root for something good.
And I think he's like at the right moment catching on. Right. So you might as well, right? We're spreading the love here until we close the bandwagon for good. So further notice, we'll consult with the Bills Mafia and we'll get back to everybody. But let's talk a little bit about what happened last week. And Thursday night, we had the Ernest Johnson show. I mean, we all called that one, right? Like everybody saw that coming. What did you observe from this game, you know, kicking off the week of football games?
To me was Cleveland's offensive line. You know, you could put anyone back there and, you know, I think they'll produce. It was against Denver, I believe. And Denver last 3 weeks hasn't been good defensively.
Right.
And, you know, Teddy holding on to the ball way too long. The offense isn't helping them. So they're on the field a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cleveland took advantage of that. And Keenum, I believe he was the backup in Minnesota last year, right?
Yeah.
Keenum is a veteran.
I think it's – no, it was the same – he played for Stefanski, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So there's that – he already knows the offense. So that's all you pretty much need with an offensive line like that.
Right. So, again, coaching matters, you know. I think not to switch gears, but I think Nagy really doesn't have COVID. But he has COVID. I think he's on his way out.
You think so?
I hope so, man, because he's going to get that quarterback killed.
Oh, man, you just want to go right to the gossip. You don't even want to go for the recapping, man. I'm all for it. Let me close on my screen so we can just
I love that.
No, but so how many players, I think you think that because of all of these players from the Bears, like recently have gotten COVID designations that he's like, man, I don't even know if I want to be here, or the Bears are like, look, you got COVID. Let's figure this out so we can fire you.
I think he wants to get fired at this point. I don't see any future with him. We're not doing anything special, you know?
It's tough to see.
No creativeness, no type of scheme. If the defense was a little bit better, run the ball and play defense and hide your quarterback, but they're not even doing that.
How can they when, I mean, the offense is running the ball though. But is that an illusion? Is that running the ball because the team is already like beating you, so they're allowing you to run, or is it because they're imposing their will?
Yeah, probably a little bit of both. A little bit of both, but no, we'll see.
So you've broken the first coach watch. So coach watch. So you put Nagy on the clock.
Yeah, he's got to be on the clock.
So you
wait. Urban Meyer been on the clock since week one.
All right. So I think that we all put him on notice before the season started. But we got to give him a chance. I think he got his first win.
Yeah.
That buys him a week.
He didn't get his first win. The kicker.
Yeah. I think if So you have officially put him on notice.
Yeah, for sure. Nagy's got to be the first to go.
Okay. All right. You heard it here first. Let us know in the comment section below if you agree with HHM. Hey, he normally nails all of these things, so he might be right. Nagy might be gone. And what do you think he does? Do you think he goes back to, like, Kansas City when Bieniemy leaves and becomes the offensive coordinator there?
Yeah, these guys always find a job, you know, whether they suck in, you know, at their profession or not. They build friendships over the years, and some coach is going to put them on a staff with them, you know?
Yeah, like Salah from the Jets, he'll be on a coaching staff.
Exactly.
Coaching a defense. tell me why the other day I saw Lovie Smith on TV. I was looking at the Texans and Cardinals game here, and I told Ryan, I was like, damn, Aaron Glenn looking. He's like, bro, that's not Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, I thought Lovie was coaching college just a year or two ago. I didn't even know what got me was his – bright white beard.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, holy shit, that's Lovie Smith.
Yeah. So he's got them playing like Warriors there, but
yeah,
you know, Ryan told me that as of today the Cardinals are number one in the power rankings.
Yeah,
do you agree with that at this moment?
This Thursday night we'll be able to tell. They're playing at home, no Devontae. The Packers beat them. But, hey, if they beat the Packers.
That's a tough test right there.
I think it's going to be a big game. I think it should be a lot of points.
Are we finally going to listen to J.J. Watt and realize that maybe they're just good? Right? Maybe just freaking good. I stopped doubting them, man. At the beginning, I was like, yo, but again – I think we've seen it happen last week. Me and P were watching that Arizona-Houston game. Mm-hmm. Kyler Murray got hit a couple of times. I'm like, is he going to get up?
Yo.
He's got to stop taking so many hits, man. He got sacked 4 times last game. Like, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's one thing definitely to keep an eye on. And we've mentioned it pretty much every week ad nauseum. And it's not to, like, try to pick on the guy. But I think that when you have all of these weapons, like a Kirk, you know, you have more – you have Hopkins. Hopkins, has he broken more than 75 yards receiving?
He hasn't gotten 100 yet.
So, like, I'm confused as to why. I don't know. Maybe it's easier for me, but it's like you have all of these weapons. You have this guy who he has the cannon. Is it because maybe he's looking for the home run and he's losing the opportunity to go with his second read?
I think Kyler's just spreading around. He's going to his first, second. If it's not reads, if they're not open, he's, you know, dumping it off. And now they add Ertz. So,
yeah. You Yeah, I'd like his weapons, man. Especially with
Connor could catch out the backfield. Edmonds could catch out the got a bunch of playmakers all over the field, you know.
Edmonds, they call Edmonds the Edmonds is the Jacoby Myers of running back, they call them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Most touches without scoring a touchdown.
Yeah.
Man. Hey. talk about value.
Can't relate.
so far, talk about value. We had total destruction with the Patriots and the Jets. I'm not sure that I don't know if anyone's really surprised. I think the news out of that one was the rookie, you know, getting hurt and the Jets realizing that they didn't really have a backup plan there. So what do you think about the Jets situation? Is this do the Jets, being that they're in New York, and I know because I'm a Met fan, so I know what it's like and I know what the media could be like. I know what the fans could be like. Do they give Salah enough time for him to, you know, work his way through this? Or do you feel like they're going to make a change quicker than we think?
I honestly think they're going to give them a couple years.
Okay, they should.
I think they're actually tanking. They're playing, but, you know, those draft picks are going to come in handy.
You know, they got some talent.
Take them two, 3 years to rebuild, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They got a little bit of talent. Like, you know, Michael Carter looks like a good player. They're more looks really good.
Yeah.
And they got, you know, Corey Davis is probably going to be, you know, a stopgap. By the time he's done with his Jets career, they're probably going to be ascending and not need him really.
Right.
Hopefully not, as a Bills fan.
Hopefully.
and then the Patriots, you know, putting, man, 50. Talk about
that's going to be the most points this year, right? 54 points.
And pretty much every Patriot running back scored. It's like, nah, just J.J.
No, I saw they had three top 15 running backs in PPR.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Bolden just refuses to go away in fantasy.
Belichick. Belichick, you know. You think the way they were talking about Ramonde, you know, all week, then all of a sudden come game day, he's inactive.
Yeah.
Belichick.
Apparently he missed a block, like, the week that he played the week before last, he missed a block that led to like an interception or a sack.
Mm.
And that was their way of showing him that he's got to show good practices before he gets activated. Now that's what they're saying.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yo, real quick before we hop off this game, cause I'll share my points after, but what do you think about the Jets going out and training for Joe Flacco, trying to save the season when they should legit just be tanking full fledged?
Well, what's the difference between having Flacco and not having Flacco and wanting to tank? Having Flacco shows effort.
No, I agree, but why didn't you already have somebody like Flacco on your team with a rookie quarterback? Is my question, right?
Yeah, yo, that's a great point. If you really want him to succeed,
Mike White, or whatever his name is, like
that's a great call out, because you would want, if you're really gonna put like make him the franchise, the face of the franchise, and you wanna give him like a veteran presence that knows I'm not going to take your job. I just want to make it easier for you to transition from college to the pros. But that's a great call out. Because there's plenty of those guys. Why do you think they wouldn't put do you feel a guy like Cam Newton would be more of a disruption for a team like the Jets? Why didn't they bring in a Cam Newton? Is it my question?
Same reason as the Patriots cut him. I don't think he wants to be a mentor. I think he wants to at least compete or just be the backup. Like, I don't know, man. I don't think Cam is the greatest role model either. I don't know him as a person, but I'm talking about just football, right? Mm. Like, who, why? I don't know, man. He's an unconventional quarterback, so it's hard for him to impose that. Like, he's not a normal QB, right? It's just like Kyler Murray trying to be a role model when he's an older quarterback. Like, you're not Kyler Murray, right? Like,
it's hard to
a lot of quarterbacks don't possess. So
yeah, I get that. That's a good point.
Cam said it himself. He says, "I'm too big of a personality in any locker room."
Yeah,
and you know,
but you know, it's so unfortunate when you have it. It's unfortunate though when you see a quarterback get hurt and you can't even like think of who the backup is, like Mike White. There's no way, no disrespect to him, right? Like, he made it to the NFL. Congratulations, man! Like, I don't know what that's like, obviously, but Mike White, Cam Newton, which one would I take on my team? At least give me the guy who might, you know, with his legs, at least he puts fear in your hearts and he has a cannon, like, you know.
I
don't want to make this a Cam Newton show, but it's just, you know, it's just weird to me. It's just strange when some of these quarterbacks get hurt and we're like, who's the backup? Mark Brunell? We're like, is it Jay Fiedler or but
I know some teams' third stringers before I even never heard of this Mike White guy. You know, like, I know, like, Dalton is the backup, and then you got Foles there, too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Speaking of Foles, I think quarterback gets hurt this week, and I think Foles is getting traded to someone. And I think Foles could still play.
I think so, too. I like Nick Foles.
We'll see.
Playoff Nick Foles. I like playoff Nick Foles. Yeah, he's clutch. He's clutch.
Like playoff Lenny.
Yo, yeah, playoff Lenny apparently hasn't.
I like regular season Lenny.
He still thinks
regular
still
season thinks, Lenny. There's Thursday night Lenny.
Yeah, there's all Lenny.
Lombardi Lenny.
There's 24/7 Lenny. That's what it is now. I wanted to move into this next matchup, the recap of the Bengals and Ravens, because this podcast, we tried to warn you.
Again, yo, for the people who didn't hear last week, and if you didn't, go back and check out the episode, because the proof is in the pudding, man. We're not trying to take credit for something. But what again, because I'm not taking credit for it because you're the one who brought it up. So what was it that made you – and again, it wasn't like they just won by a field goal. They won 41-17. So it wasn't – and Baltimore was home, right?
Yeah.
What was it that you felt that was this was coming?
Well, the gut feeling is that we've watched football for a very long time. And one thing that we have more than ever is more primetime games, right? Like, I feel like we have access to or primetime games like mean a little bit more.
There's three every week.
When you're looking at it from a fantasy lens, because there are tendencies there, you know, players play up. So you feel like your player is going to boom on a primetime game, right? Because they want to play up. Now, Baltimore just came off of two primetime games, right? And they won both of them. And I think both of them, they had to come back and really like show that, yo, Baltimore's for real, right? Think about how much that takes. And then think about trying to reamp that up for a 1 o'clock game against a division foe that has all of his weapons back finally. You know what I mean? Yo, if there's one quarterback that I'm scared of, if I'm Lamar Jackson, it's Joe Burrow in his division. And basically, I also something that I didn't mention was that Cincinnati hadn't beat the Ravens in Lamar's career.
Yeah, 0-6, I think. Yeah.
Oh man, isn't that a narrative that you're like, oh man, I saw that. That's where it came from. I just listened to my gut on that one, and because we've been watching football for a long time, so when you start Googling these experts, you watching here,
yeah,
don't forget your gut.
And the guys on NFL Fox. Are just like that. Oh, the Ravens are 0-6 versus Lamar. We're taking the Ravens.
Yeah, we're taking it.
Oh man.
Yeah. So that's where that a little bit of that, and you know, Ryan, me and you, we always talk about that stuff, and I think it was interesting to just bring it up, and because it was just an inkling, man. You know, we've seen it. I'll probably never get another one of those again, but.
Hey, there's one coming. There's one coming this week.
It might be, yeah, there's one coming, but
we're going to talk about that a little later.
Use your eyes. I think that what I'm realizing is that sometimes, you know, we get convoluted with this data, and it's good to consider the data, but consider your gut too. That's a source.
Facts.
Yeah.
Anything to take away from that blowout besides Jamar Chase getting fed
we got Jamar Chase's like,
oh, they got
this guy here. He drafted him. And now then he made a trade. I texted him and I said, the draft of the year and the trade of the year could be the Burrow Jamar Chase stack. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, tried to kind of duplicate what I had from last year. And I see a couple other, not to get on the fantasy side of things, other people following that trend of the stacking.
You got to stack.
Yeah, you got to stack.
No, they're following the wrong trends, though, because they're stacking RBs.
Yeah. But no, I didn't believe all the negative hype. The ball needed to have white stripes on it. The kid couldn't catch, alligator arms.
That's what I heard right there. And I kept hearing the narrative that, oh, he has a low percentile arm length. He has, you know, he's dropping them in preseason. I'm like, yo, but in college, he was catching everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I'm not gonna lie.
That it was from Burrow. So again, you know, those reps in college and in the NFL are working out.
You know what I noticed about these fantasy experts is that they'll talk up a chase, and then out of nowhere they'll come up with a report like, "Oh, he's dropping the ball, and you know he looks terrible. I'm gonna call him the biggest bust of this draft." And it's a lot of people, a lot.
Yeah.
And you can Google this stuff, or they sometimes go back and delete it. And then you go midseason and you see that they got Ja'Marr Chase in all of their teams.
Right, right.
So the reason I mention is because on Twitter, I think every single person is taking a victory lap on Ja'Marr Chase. But, you know, I'm proud to say that my boy here drafted him and he's still on the team. So a lot of people were so high on Ja'Marr Chase. He's not going to repeat this. This isn't. Yeah, well. This week, I think at what point do you feel like, okay, this is for real?
After the fourth week, like I said, when I came on the show, I think back in week two, give me 4 weeks to be able to tell what's what. And he had very low target volume in the first couple weeks, mm-hmm. but he was hitting those home runs. So I like to see the yardage, 201 yards, even without a touchdown is acceptable. Mm-hmm. Trend is going up. Let's see if, you know, they're going to start double teaming them eventually.
Yeah. That's where it's going to get crazy. He's becoming their best option now. Or yeah. He is their best option. He's not becoming. He is the best option.
And then Burrow's going to his fourth read, and Uzama caught two touchdowns the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Cincinnati looks good. Cincinnati looks good.
Yeah. And the, you know, a defense, when a team is good in that division, the defense is going to be good and tested, because those teams in that AFC North, they beat each other up. That was a good game. It was a pleasant surprise to see the young guys like say, you know, Lamar, you're great, but we're going to be here too. So that division is going to be fun to watch. The Bengals don't look like the Bengals from, you know, a few years ago.
The Bungles, yeah.
Yeah, they're not the Bungles, man. You can take the bags off your head now. Breathe freely. Cincinnati. We hear you. Another game I wanted to briefly talk about was the New York Giants and the Panthers. The Panthers look like they're actually beginning their initial descent to elimination air. It looks like they've already started boarding. Sam Darnold got benched for PJ Walker to provide a quote unquote
spark
by head coach Matt Rhule. And then he said it was something regarding the running game didn't do enough for Sam Darnold. So, HHM, tell us what's wrong with the Panthers.
CMC.
Yeah. CMC. Oh, so Chuba isn't?
CMC hides a lot of quarterback flaws, whether it's mm-hmm. Bridgewater or Darnold. You see what's happening. You know, their defense is supposed to be getting better. I think Gilmore comes off the list this week and starts. You know, they lost the rookie corner, but defense got to step up, you know.
They lost like two corners, right?
Yeah, but traded for Gilmore. They're trying to win now. I honestly think that's who Deshaun Watson is going. I think it's going to be Carolina.
So, wait, despite what the reports are,
they said he's going to trade it to the Dolphins. It's agreed.
No, they said that the agreement is contingent on the owner feeling comfortable with the legal situation. So this is more like reporter speak to me.
You know what's crazy, too? I knew something was going to come up with a trade, because right before that, I saw some news about Goodell saying they can't charge anything to Watson because there's not enough information.
Or if he hasn't been charged with a felony. That's a key word there to me.
Yeah, because the police.
There's
not enough. There's not enough reports from the police, so they can't put him on the list that they put him on the Antonio Brown and stuff.
The exempt list or something. Yeah. Like that?
So once I saw that, I'm like, something is coming with news about him getting moved somewhere. Because why would you just randomly say that on a Tuesday? Like, it was weird. So I guess
it was the owner's meeting today.
So. Oh, is it? Okay, that makes sense.
They might have asked him. Yeah.
That was there. So yeah. So the, something was gonna come up.
The Dolphins, like, yo, what's going on?
I just always love listening to the wording, and then I like reading it to see exactly what words were used, and the fact that felony specifically came out. Because what if it's like a lesser charge or something like that, you know? So What are we talking about here, right? And then what is going to be the public reaction to this? Because that's going to be interesting too. You're talking about Miami. You're talking about North Carolina. We're talking about, you know, not to get political, we're talking about conservative states. So what are we talking about here? Although I will mention the Dolphins owner is a Republican, a proud one too. So we'll see what happens. What else? What do you see here with the Panthers? Do you feel like, okay, it's CMC and then they're good? Or
they're trying to win now. The owner is very aggressive. Tepper, I think. I think they're going to try to make a move. It's probably most likely, like you guys said, the Dolphins, but don't sleep on Carolina, because the way Darnold's been looking, you know, hopefully CMC comes back in a week or two.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Watson and CMC more. Yeah. That's a nice little three piece.
Do you put any weight to that rumor that Deshaun Watson will only waive his no trade clause to go to Miami?
Well, I think he opened it up a little bit more the past couple of days. He's willing to go to a couple more teams, but I don't know, man. A
guy ready here first.
A 2022 sexual assaults, and your first destination that you want to go to is Miami. I'm just saying, you're thinking with the wrong head here, my man.
Miami, waive the no trade.
Hey, the only place I want to go is Miami.
Yo, real quick before you jump off this Panthers, I don't know if you remember a couple of weeks back, P, you were talking and asking, hey, are the Panthers real or fake, whatever you do?
Real or not real?
Yeah, I think they were 3-1 at that point. They had just come off their first loss, and I was telling you, the only reason they were winning is because they were playing horrible teams.
That's true.
Four straight losses, 3-4 now. Bro, they are what they thought we were. Right? They are what I thought they were. Like, just an average team, man. I think I said on that day they're going to finish like 8-9, like – right around 500. It's just, they got enough talent. It's just, and I like the coaching. I just don't, they don't know what to do. Like, they don't have a system yet.
Yeah, I agree with you. I still think they're not real. Before we move on to looking into week 8 a little bit, I did want to include something new. And Mike, you're here. We can include you. Do you have anything, Rye, before I do that?
I know what you're going to get into, and I'm going to talk about that game in that moment.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with you on this then, okay? So you're going to follow up Mike with his on his answer. And this segment, what it is the unreal moment of the week for you. So what moment in week 7 made you go, unreal? Rye, I want you to start this one.
Man, I think it made it all of us do this, but what are the Chiefs doing, man? What are the Chiefs doing? It's abysmal. I keep telling Pia, and I might sound a little biased because I do have one of their primary playmakers on my team.
Yeah.
But what is Andy Reid like? He looks old with his play calling now. They're allowing teams to like script them out of what they are good at without trying to adapt. And I mean, you're only so good. You have to adapt eventually. They start figuring out what you can do, and you still want to try to do the same stuff. And getting blown out by the Titans, who are a good team, but 27-3, like, that's unreal to me. That's unreal.
So
defense is unreal. Abysmal. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know how to fix that over there.
Okay. All right.
I don't get paid to figure it out.
So, Mike, what is your unreal moment of the week?
Jamar I was getting out of work, like I said, I was away for the weekend in Connecticut, so I'm walking through the casino, and I have the Red Zone channel on, so I get the Twitter alert before I actually see the touchdown happening. And I look at the score again. I went into this week no kicker, no Chubb. I was taking an L. Tough matchup in Baltimore. Did I expect to get what I got from Burrow and Chase? But unreal moment was Chase catching the ball, spinning, jumping over someone and taking it 68 yards, whatever it was.
That's crazy.
That's when I said, wow.
You said, unreal.
Yo, I didn't realize until I saw like the scores, because I just started watching football on Sunday. I was out all day till about like the 4 o'clock games, and me and Pete were like checking in, And I was seeing that the Bengals were winning. I was like, wow. And then I was like, how are they scoring so much? Then I look and I'm like, wait, Ja'Marr Chase had 200 receiving yards? Then I see like the highlights. I'm like, wow, that's unreal, man.
Yeah. Mine, I'm going to tell you, and it's not to pick on the Jets. But when I saw that J.J. Taylor had 2 touchdowns with 9 touches, and I saw his last touchdown and what the score was, I said, psh, unreal. So it's like, who can get the benefit from those touchdowns? It's like, I hate when, you know, people that aren't owned, like, get touchdowns. No offense to J.J. Taylor, but that was my moment of the week. Yeah, I'm going to try to do those every once in a while. But we hope you enjoyed those. In the comment section below, please let us know what your unreal moment of the week was. Let's look forward to week 8. I can't believe we're at week 8 already.
Hey, before we get into this quickly, I think we can all on consensus agree that we think the Cardinals, I mean, they're 7-0. We would put them number 1, right? Who is your number 2 team, P? And Mike, who's your number 2 team as far as like who you think scares you the most? Like, if you're a Bills fan,
who's the number 2 team or who scares me the most? Because I don't know if that those go hand in hand.
I asked it because I think it would kind of pinhole you into saying. All right, let's do both. Let's do both. Okay. Who do you think is the number 2, the second best team in NFL? Okay. And who, if you were the Bills, would you not want to be playing right now? You can't say the Cardinals because obviously we know they're number 1.
Yeah, we beat the Cardinals anyway.
That's tough. Who's in the top 5 right now? Can somebody pull it up?
Yeah, I got you right here. So we got the Cards, Bucks, Rams, Packers, and obviously the Bills because they had a bye week. So of course they're gonna drop after not playing.
Yeah.
Wow. And then I'll give you the Cowboys since the Bills are in that top 5.
Honestly, I think the Cowboys is gonna be a tough team this year. Tampa Bay's defense scares me a little bit. A lot of injuries. Yeah, they're getting healthier.
That secondary, man. I don't know if it'll hold up against an elite attack.
Exactly. I don't want to say the Cowboys at 2, but where are the Chargers?
Chargers? I always say that. The Chargers are
7, maybe 8?
No, 10.
Oh, wow.
Because they got embarrassed in Baltimore and they had a bye, so.
Well, I would probably, right now, I would probably put Tampa 2. Cowboys 3, Bills 4.
Yeah, so out of the consensus, whatever I'm looking on ESPN right now, you guys are the number 1 team in the AFC. Second best is the Bengals in the 7th spot.
Yo, this would be, you said top 4 or 4 or 3 after. What are we doing?
Well, the top 4 teams are in the NFC. You guys are the first AFC team.
But for me, after the Cardinals, it would be the Packers. The Bengals and Titans.
They got the Titans right now at 9.
Yeah. Oh no, wait. I gotta put the Rams up there. I'm sorry. So I would put the Packers, the Rams, and then the Bengals and Titans. That's how I would do it.
Tampa.
You have the Bucks. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shit. Damn, I'm really bad at this. I don't know because I don't know if that secondary really doesn't like to me. I would have Tampa behind those teams.
Yeah,
I have Tampa behind Tennessee because the Tennessee and Tampa have the same weakness.
Yeah, Tampa 6-1 though with no defense.
Exactly, Tampa Bay can score anyone. Yeah. You can't say that about a lot of other teams.
I think Tennessee
got to keep up with them. That. Yeah,
I think Henry is. You know, you can't really game plan him at this point.
That's my MVP. that's I'm hoping.
Yeah, yeah. So I would keep it that way. Tampa, I know that they're the Super Bowl. They're coming off the Super Bowl ring. I just think that secondary is too banged up, man. They got Richard Sherman, who's out, right? I mean, that's what they're down to in their secondary.
Yeah, he's getting burnt. Bro, they got the Chiefs at 14. Not that anybody cares, but.
Yikes. Who's the last team?
Last team? All right, who do you think?
Got to be the Jets.
The Jets.
No.
Jaguars?
It can't be the Jaguars.
No.
The Lions.
Oh, man, that sucks. They should
only win this team. That's crazy. They're like a 2-5 team.
They're better than the Jets.
Yeah. They got the Lions. Bottom five is Lions, Texans, Jets, Jags, and Dolphins. Jesus, the Dolphins. What a turnaround.
So let's look at week 8.
Yeah, let's get it.
Starting with the COVID Bowl on Thursday. We got the Packers and the Cardinals, man. We got, do we have Devontae? Do we have Lazard? What's going on there?
I don't think no Devontae. Lazard is not vaccinated. He's out, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is not going to drop until Thursday.
Thursday, and Thursday, like more mid afternoon tonight type.
All right, so I'll reserve my thoughts on players then.
Okay, all right. You could tell us, and I'll edit it out.
I think it's going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a shootout.
I agree.
Defense comes to play against Kyler. That's going to be huge.
I think this is going to be Rodgers versus Kyler. I think the defenses are going to kind of just be there for show.
Yeah.
For some timely stops, but we're going to get what we want from that if you're a fantasy manager, for sure. We got a lot of good matchups, man. So that's a 6-1 team and a 7-0 team. Then we got the Bengals going, like, facing the Jets, right? I mean, this isn't a trap game, is it?
Nah, I don't think so.
Joe Flacco, no, that doesn't.
I don't think Flacco's playing, actually. I think they already said the other guy's starting. Again, I can't remember his name.
Mike White?
Mike White.
Or Mike Jones?
Mike Jones.
This is a good one. Rye, what is this one? The Titans and Colts.
Mm-hmm. I think we looked at it. The Titans are favored by 1.5.
Oh, that's right.
This is a good one. And the Colts are home. So division game, that's weird that they're favored by 1.5. The Colts coming off a big win versus, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess, I don't know if you call it big against the Niners, but primetime game.
They should, you look at that game against the Ravens.
Yeah, I like the Colts. This is the same script we were talking about last week. I love the Colts. Yeah. They're plus 108 straight up, and it's pretty much a pick 'em.
The only reason I would say that Tennessee is just going to keep this train rolling is because, you know, they
– King Henry.
Yeah, man. The way they're playing right now, that defense looks like it's, you know, waking up a little bit. That front seven, you know, they do have talent on the line, so – That could be a real good one. That's going to go down to a field goal. That one's going to be hard to predict.
Oh my God.
What you got?
I was looking at Derrick Henry's last five games versus the Colts. Mm-hmm. 113 rushing yards, 178,
103, 149. Yo, him against the AFC South, those numbers are always crazy.
Hey, but Jonathan Taylor looks really good too, man. So I don't know. This might be a lot lower than people think. They got the over under at 51. I don't even think it gets that high, man. They're gonna just try to run the ball until somebody stops it.
Yeah, I think so too. Damn, that's true. This is
they're playing on turf in Indy.
Two of the best running backs right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which of the two running backs would you take?
Oh man, you really asking me that?
I'm
taking Derrick Henry over everybody if I'm starting a team. Yeah. I'm sorry, over CMC, everybody, because for some reason, and I don't want to jinx it, knock on wood, if you're with me. So now, can we say that still?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry doesn't get hurt.
I get it now.
Derrick Henry is availability is the best ability, man. And
yo, if we had a video game right now, right, and you had a chance to have Henry, or you can like digitally go back to like 96, 95, or even further back, which running back would you choose?
Bo Jackson.
Yeah. That Bo Jackson from Tecmo Bowl, I think, or whatever.
Bo Jackson.
I feel like Derrick Henry is a, I don't want to say he's Bo Jackson, because I think Bo Jackson is the greatest athlete of all time, but Bo Jackson was just extremely athletic. I don't think Derrick Henry could play baseball if he tried, but Derrick Henry is scary, man.
Yeah.
God.
Yes, he is. We got another matchup here that's going to be a lopsided one, the Rams and the Texans. I mean, unless Tyrod comes back, do we anticipate there being an upset here?
No, I fell for it last week. Nope.
Yeah, nah.
14.5 is a lot of points.
And this one doesn't really have any narratives that we can speak of, right? Like, yeah, besides the fact that the Texans are playing people tougher for a half than they expect, and then
they give up.
Yeah, exactly. Not that they give up, but we are who we think they are.
Yeah, that's okay. I think they won by like 21.
This is one. Right. Can you tell me the Steelers at Browns?
So the Browns are favorite 3.5 versus Steelers.
I don't like that, man.
I think that's a trap.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But is that a trap? Three points?
Yeah, not really a trap, but I can't get behind the Steelers for some reason this year. I don't know what it is.
Vegas can't either.
Yeah, I know. Maybe because I don't know. I just don't believe in Ben anymore. I'm just waiting for Najee Harris to get hurt, but
you got a lot of things going on over there.
I don't know why. I just don't like the Steelers, man. I don't like, and they beat the Bills. So now,
yo, that's true. That's true. Oh, so what's up, Mike? What do you think? What do you think about that game?
I think Baker's gonna start practicing tomorrow. I think he might have a shot to play. So
that changes things.
I think they're just gonna come out, run the shit out of the ball.
Steeler haven't been as great as the past against the run, have they this year? What are they looking like? What is
I'll check right now, but
they're better against the run than the pass, actually.
Yeah, the Steelers' defense is elite, man.
Are they still stout against the run?
Check it right now. I don't know, because last time I remember them playing, the Steelers on a bye last week. Mm-hmm. The week before they played the Seattle Seahawks, and what's his face was running all over them.
Collins.
Yeah. So. I'm pulling it up right now. Hold on.
Yeah, I feel like they've been a little more vulnerable to the run this year. Compared
Collins
to
Collins ran for 100 on them. The Broncos combined for almost 100. The Packers combined for over 100. Joe Mixon had 90. Hmm. Nothing versus the Raiders because they're trash. And then Singletary had 72 rushing yards in week one on them on 11 carries. So, I mean, if you're patient enough, I think you can run the ball on them.
Yo, this is going to be the game. This is the game after Tomlin just said, never say never, but never. Are you kidding me? You don't think this team's going to win this game?
True. Very true. That's a very good point.
As a Bills fan, I probably shouldn't say this, but Tomlin is probably my favorite NFL coach.
Yo, hands down, bro.
His attitude, his demeanor, like that's how Meyer should have addressed his, you know, scandal. He just ain't getting no more questions after that. He got up and walked away.
Yeah. What I got from that is that, because I started looking a little bit into why he would be so bothered by that, because I really want to understand what's going on. And it turns out that the reason he referenced Andy Reid and what other coach did he reference?
Sean Payton.
Was because he says that those coaches are never tied to any rumors like that. And it's always Tomlin's job who's in question, or the fact that he has to go somewhere else is like, why not ask anyone else? Why is it always he's linked to these jobs? And it's fair. I think it's fair. Then it's like you get caught in the middle of, you know, it's also fair for the reporter to maybe chase a story. But then where do we draw the line when we're constantly making the same person a source of the story, right?
I think it annoys him because I think race could be involved. You know what I mean? There's not too many African-American coaches in the NFL to begin with. They know out of the 32 NFL coaches, Tomlin's job is probably the securest out of
every
other coach.
Yeah. There's never a doubt.
So
that franchise has had how many coaches in 30 years?
Yeah, three. Not too many. Maybe three or four
coaches.
Yeah.
So I don't think anything's changing right now. And I think that the Rooney rules created was because of Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I just think it sucks, man. So again, saying that.
I think that's why he got annoyed the most. I think that's, you know, not to reference, you know, Andy Reid and Payton, and then, you know, they're great coaches too. They don't get asked those questions. He's got a point.
Yeah, that's very true. And I mean, he's got as many Super Bowl rings as Payton, more, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think he's got two.
He's got two.
Yeah, I think he's got two.
Yo, gotta throw some respect on that man's name.
And I don't think he's ever finished under 500 either.
even with Mason Rudolph as his quarterback, he finished over 500?
Or 500 or better. I don't think they ever finished under 500, but could be wrong.
I'll tell you this right now. Bill Belichick's not finishing over 500 with Mason Rudolph as his quarterback.
Hell no. Duck Hodges, nah.
Nah, nah. I trust me and trust us here on this pod. anything else on that game? I just feel like that game, they're very high on the Browns, as if like the Steelers aren't always playing in tough. And again, a division game.
It's going to be another.
The Browns are coming off of a win in primetime, aren't they?
Yeah, but they won 17-4. I think whoever wins this game is going to be like 17-14, 10. Yeah. Yeah, like one of those 13-10 games that Pittsburgh and Cleveland always play against each other.
Yeah. Chase Claypool will probably have like 2 rushing touchdowns in this one, like end the rounds or some shit like that, or a bomb. This is going to be like the Claypool breakout game right here. But yeah, it should be fun. I just think 3 points, you know, is that normal for like a rivalry game that to be
division favorite? Game?
Yeah.
Oh, Cleveland's at home, so
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
So last season, because they played in the playoffs too, right? In the first round last year.
Who the
Steelers in the Browns?
Did they?
Yeah, I think so. Anyways, Cleveland played Pittsburgh last year. They won 24-20 in Cleveland, and then they lost to Pittsburgh 38-7 in Pittsburgh. So where is this? This game is in Cleveland. Maybe the Steelers are gonna win, man. The Browns are. I don't think they can beat teams. They need teams to beat themselves.
Bro, they just barely beat the Broncos, and granted, they had Case Keenum, but they just barely beat them.
Yeah, I can't believe in the Browns, man. They had so much hype going into the season. I don't see it.
We'll see. That's gonna be a one to watch.
I feel like the Browns are like the Niners of the AFC, but just a little bit better.
That's fair. Or the Vikings without the passing attack.
Yeah. Yeah, it's literally the same system. So I love that system. Don't get me wrong. I love it.
Agreed.
Same. I love the players in that system. Mm-hmm. Same. But I just don't know. Like they're just very like stubborn.
If you take OBJ from the Browns and you put him on the Steelers, is he successful?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Not right now.
Not with all those weapons, yeah.
How about on the Colts?
Put him on the Packers.
Put him on the Colts.
On
the Packers, you think so? Even with Devontae with that 38% target share, you think that'll be a little 30-ish if he had a, if he
he's
had
gonna be going up. He's gonna be going up against a second or third corner.
Oof.
So, you know.
I can see like Odell reviving his career in like Oakland at Las Vegas with the Raiders. That'd be like a crazy fit with Derek Carr and Ruggs and Waller. Like,
I don't know, man.
Where he's not the primary, because we know Waller's the primary, but I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff into the.
I'm just throwing shit against the wall. Maybe it'll stick.
Opening sticks. I don't know. I don't know. Odell is a, he's like a circus act to me at this point.
Yeah.
Like you go because it's cool, but it's not really impressive.
Yeah. Let's So Ted, keep your eye on that one. The Eagles. There's no way the Eagles are losing to the Lions, right?
If they lose.
First time they're favored this year.
If they lose, I know Mike wants Nagy to go, but Nick whatever the hell are you saying?
Sirianni.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone if they lose to the Lions.
So
yeah.
You put him on the clock if he loses?
The whole Eagles fan base has him on the clock.
Yeah, but the Eagles fan base, to be fair, they put everybody on the clock.
Bro, all you see, please fire Nick Sirianni. Like,
oh, man. Yo, the Lions, I like how they play, though.
Me too. I love that coach, bro. I'm going to keep it 100. I love that coach. I
feel like Jared Goff, man.
They're going to draft a quarterback next year.
That was a bad choice.
But they got picks for it. So it was like, hey, we'll struggle. We'll have somebody who's at least half competent, and then we'll draft another one next year.
Do you think they traded for him like to show the faithful, hey, we're trying, but then really behind the scenes they're like, yeah, we know this guy's gonna suck.
We're tanking.
Like, yeah. We're tanking. Don't worry about this.
Yeah.
Which team has a lot of picks? Is it the Eagles? Don't they have like
four? Eagles going to have two top five picks.
Wow.
If the Dolphins keeps being trash because they got the Dolphins pick.
Damn. I think the Jets get like four in the first round. Something crazy. I think it's the Jets.
Yeah, you got any other games before?
I did want to talk about, I mean, we have the Niners and the Bears, right? I think that those are two teams that are probably on the other side of the playoffs, not the good side. We got the Panthers and the Falcons. The Falcons. Real or not real?
The Falcons?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that was quick. I figured. We got the Josh Allen Bowl over there in Miami. We know what's going to happen. You already know the vibes. I don't even have to touch that one. Check back with us next week. You'll see. We got the Pats and the Chargers. What you got that one at?
I think we saw the Chargers were favored by 6. I'm pulling it up right now. Hold on. I think it was 6 or 6.5 because it's in LA. Mm.
They played him last year.
5.5.
They played Herbert last year.
Yeah, and they shut him down. But like you said earlier, he was a rookie. So
he was a different quarterback, but that's another one. The Seahawks and the Jaguars. I think that's one that I was like, I could see the Jaguars pulling this one off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With Geno, the way he's playing, man, Geno is he's a backup for a reason. But DK loves him.
Yeah. I guess if two targets is called love.
Wait, that's
love.
Targets?
Yeah, two targets, bro, for 96.
What?
Bro, until he caught a ball in the fourth quarter, he had one catch for 86 yards.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they threw him the first target. They ran the ball the next 12 plays before going back to him.
Bro, I don't get it. Like, see, and this is why P be here in my struggle, but mm-hmm. I'm like, why don't you just throw the ball up to DK and just see what happens? And they did it, and it worked, and then they're like, nah, never mind.
Yeah, like what? We'll come back to that,
bro. Is it Mike? Did you watch the game last night?
I did.
Yo, tell me the Seahawks shouldn't have won that game last night.
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely.
But not the way they played it. But if they would have had some dang like moxie and wanted to try to win the game.
No, they almost ran into a. They almost ran into a win, and they didn't even want it.
Bro, they're like, "Nah, hand it off." I'm like, "Wow, what are we doing here?"
Yeah, makes.
I'm not even a Seahawks fan.
I watched it on the Manning cast, of course. And
yeah, me too.
Peyton was, you know, Marshawn dropping F bombs.
Yeah, like, I know that was. Oh, like, I love that. I love that.
Like Peyton, you could tell Peyton does not like watching bad football.
No.
They were talking. They were like doing interviews the whole time. I forgot the game was on in the background. Yeah. Once DK got the touchdown, I was like, I don't have to pay attention to the game. I was like, it was a podcast at that point for me.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, CMC covers a lot with Sam Darnold. Russell covers a lot with Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't envision it being a coach thing as much as it is a Russ thing over there in Seattle, right?
But the play calling, I don't know. I think what the heck is the coach's name in Seattle? I always forget.
Pete Carroll
is just too safe, man. Like, I sometimes question how he won Super Bowls because he's too safe, man.
How about that Buccaneers and Saints game? You give the Saints no chance to beat the Bucs.
I mean, it's Jameis. Jameis's revenge game.
Jameis, come on, yo, did you see Jameis' eyes when a Traquan Smith was his
like that? No, I think Jameis is gonna try too hard and throw like 3 picks. This is like that 3-pick, 4-pick Jameis game.
Who in the secondary is gonna pick it off?
Man, I don't know. The linebackers are gonna pick this off. Like Jameis. No. I don't know, man. I'll never trust the Saints with Jameis. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, this will be another game for Kamara, you know, 10, 12, 14 catches out the backfield.
He ain't running the ball, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. So. You know, the clock for Michael Thomas, has that officially started?
I don't know. They keep saying he's coming back 1 week. And when he's on the field, we can start the clock.
They haven't put his PUP designation to, like, they no, haven't. No. Okay. All
they
right.
Said, last time I checked, he was still a few weeks away. So they're saying against the Jags. I don't know. Like, do they play the Jags next week? No. So the week after that.
Okay.
Whatever week that is. Week 10.
Yeah. You have the Cowboys and Vikings, and then we have the vaunted matchup Monday night, the 2-5 Giants and the 3-4 Chiefs. Fireworks. Fireworks there. But anything else on these week 8 matchups to come, gents?
I honestly, Monday night, I think the Chiefs put up 50 plus points on the Giants.
Yeah, they get back on track. That's what I was going to say.
Primetime game, a lot of people talking crap about them, especially all the media. They're going to come out on a national stage and be like, all right, relax. Like Aaron Rodgers would say.
This is the get healthy game?
Yeah, they're putting 50 on the Giants.
Okay. So no Danny Dimes magic?
I mean, he's going to have to throw the ball. So, I mean, he might be serviceable, but I don't know.
So what's the Evan Engram? 10 targets, 8 catches, 25 yards. is there anything else before we head to the other side, gentlemen?
Hey, real quick before we go, I know the trade deadline is coming up on the 3rd, right?
Yes.
Is there any big names that you think will get traded?
Or hoping? Hope? Because I think those are...
Yeah, that you hope. I got a couple here that I pulled up a CBS article. They got a couple of trade. Number one, they got the Ravens acquiring Allen Robinson. What you think about that?
Oh, nice. I like that.
I would feel good for A-Rob because holy shit. Yeah.
And he's going to be a free agent anyways. Unless they can they franchise tag him again?
I don't know. I don't know if you could franchise tag him if you trade for him, to be honest. But I don't see,
why
you would do that with him. That means you'd have to give him like
more money.
$100
The Bears are weird. The Vikings acquiring Xavier Howard.
That'd be really nice. He'd fit the schemes. They play a lot of men in that Vikings, right?
And they lost Peterson, right? He just went down.
Yeah.
That might help. I like this one the most. Packers getting Brandon Cooks. That'd be crazy.
I would love that.
That's like Brandon Cooks.
Would you? Would you love that?
No reason at all. That'd be like Brandon Cooks going to the Patriots when he got traded, right? From the Saints. Going to like a great team.
Marlon Mack. I want Marlon Mack to get traded.
They got Marlon Mack in here. What team do you think they got him going to?
The Panthers? I hope not.
A team I wouldn't suspect.
The Niners?
The Chargers.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice 1-2 punch for the isn't that the Colts offense? No, the Saints offense that they're running over.
I mean, but Marlon Mack is like a mini Eckler, but bigger build, can handle goal line carries.
That'd be a nice one, too.
A couple of ones really quick to run through. They got Barnett to the Titans, Derek Barnett, Marcus May to the Bucks, safety help. I know they need secondary.
Yeah.
The Seahawks. The Seahawks and Kyle Fuller, even though I think the Seahawks are dead in the water.
But they need more than Fuller. Although their safeties are pretty good, right? Seahawks got good safeties.
Chiefs acquiring Trey Flowers. That'd be nice for the Chiefs. They need all the pass rush they can have.
They need to remove Sorensen from like anywhere. Like he needs to just play 15 yards and in.
Yeah, he's like Landon Collins to us. He's not a safety.
What is he doing back there, man? He's really bad.
Hey, good one here. Bills getting Hayden Hurst. What do you think about that?
That's interesting.
Yeah, I lost Dawson Knox. I don't know how long he'll be out. Maybe a couple of weeks.
But, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks he'll be back.
And then Saints getting Nick Foles.
Whoa.
That would be huge.
Curveball. You were saying earlier, right? Nick Foles might get traded somewhere. So
adds Nick Foles to the waivers.
After Jameis throws 4 picks this weekend.
Yo, watch that game. That Jameis revenge game is at home too in New Orleans.
I think so.
Yeah, it's in New Orleans.
Bring your lobster.
But anything else?
Nah, man. Let's get to this fantasy stuff.
That was fun. Again, this is the lights out portion of our show. This is where we recap our fantasy football league. This is our commissioner here, HHM. And without further ado, we'll see you on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League, where you never know what Nelson will do next.
Yo, real quick.
Go ahead.
Hey, not to make anybody feel bad, but go on the Yahoo page. I don't really do it as much on the computer, but go on the Yahoo page, your biggest blow of the week. Clap it up one time. Oh. Okay, welcome to the club.
Well, you know, it feels good. I was in the club. I was in the club the other way earlier.
Me too. I've been on both ends of that door. I've been in the front and the back.
Yeah. So it feels good to be able to knock in the front door and actually be received in the front because it's been a brutal year, as you can see, 2-5, but we'll take them 1 week at a time. One week at a time, baby.
It's the humble pie you're serving. I think that's what it is, man.
Yeah, because I've eaten a humble pie. So it's like it goes both ways, right? That's what that's about, you know?
Hey, they say if you know what it tastes like, you know how to make it.
Yeah, it's I'm an equal opportunity vendor here, man. Like, I'm for everybody, baby.
Hey, yesterday's price
is not today's price.
All right, go ahead. Let's get into it.
As you know, what we're going to do is I'm going to share my screen. We're going to get into it for the Lights Out matchups from last week and for the week to come. I made sure I didn't share my, look at that.
Go.
So the first one, it was, Will was 5-1 at the time, right? So 5-1, Will, I was coming in at 1-5. And what I wanted was for the bottom teams to, like, you know, eat away at the top teams.
Dog week.
And it looks like it was anarchy this week because we pretty much got what we wanted. Both, although we'll see that later, both 1-5 teams won. Jalen Hurts, who I am, I'm every game, I feel like he's going to get benched in the middle of the game. He's Blake Bortles for me, man.
You have a heart attack watching him.
No, it's so bad. It's so bad. And then I look up and he has 14 carries for 61 yards. I'm like, bro, who does that?
Nah, it's great.
Yeah.
AJ Brown, man, finally showing up for you. That's big time, bro. 133 and a touch. I mean, KC, that kind of expected that, right? KC can't stop nobody. Nick Folk, number one kicker in fantasy.
Yo, Folk, my life. Let's go.
Big time.
Yo, actually, did you know that Nick Folk, where we are right now, is the number one fantasy kicker in the
league? Yeah. I saw that earlier. Damn, he made 6 extra points. My Lord, his legs must hurt today.
I didn't draft him, by the way.
Yeah, kickers don't matter, right?
Yeah. But, you know, it's special teams. We look at special teams, right? Ever since John kind of highlighted that, you know, you look at special teams and
19 PPs from both of yours. That's a good yeah. Foundation.
Yeah, that Miami one was kind of an overplay because I wanted to pick him up anyway. But what I noticed from his side that I wanted to talk about is that he was Atlanta heavy. And it was a pretty good matchup, right? The Miami
Atlanta struggles.
Yeah, so when he got that touchdown to Ridley, I was like, of course Ridley will score.
Right? I mean, he had good chances. He literally had 3/4 of the offense.
Yeah, and I feel like Patrick had a few targets in the end zone on that Thursday game.
Mm-hmm.
Henderson against Detroit.
Big letdown. That was shocking to me.
Is that the biggest letdown in the matchup?
That's the biggest letdown.
Yeah.
And Mike Davis. I don't see these scores until we're looking at them live. Like, wow.
Yeah, Mike Davis, usage. His usage is, he got hurt in this game too, right?
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. He got a little banged up at that. And so I think Cordero was the one finishing it out.
Hilton the Rock.
Man, Cordero looks good. If I'm an NFL scout or GM and I see the career progression for Cordero and I see how effective his role is, both split out and in the backfield and coming out of the backfield to catch the ball, I'm trying to draft more players like that.
Yeah, man. Hybrid.
Yeah, but that's where you see guys like Debo, Kadarius Toney. You see those, Tyreek Hill kind of started that, right? With those kind of guys that, You can put him anywhere because Tyreek was a running back in college, wasn't he?
Something like that. Don't talk to me about Tyreek right now.
We're mad at each other, right?
No, I'm not mad at Tyreek. I'm mad at the Chiefs. I know Tyreek can perform. They're just not giving them enough options. Like,
yeah. Let's move on to the next matchup. That was a good one. GG's to you, Will. Let's get that bus going again. Now that I'm off of it, you can get off at the next stop.
Next stop.
The next matchup is, Mr. Kamish, HHM. Now this matchup, I might say, in the beginning of the week, it looked like the chances were, you know, the other way around.
Projected 89.
Yo, and he took the warning.
Oh yeah, no kicker.
Took the warning. I get that. I feel you, bro. Like, I would rather take the warning than give up that bench spot.
I mean, initially I was going in, like I said, I was the underdog. Didn't think that I was going to win this week. Was willing to take the warning.
So that was your plan from the beginning. You were dead set on not starting a kicker that week.
Yeah, I was more concentrating on week 8, to be honest with you. I didn't.
Wow.
You don't think of playing again. Listen to these fantasy experts. Khalil Herbert against Tampa Bay. You know, they told you, you know, that's a bust. You know, Mitchell. I like what I see from him.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, the first drive, the first half, because I think the second half is like they switched up the game plan for some reason.
Exactly.
Because they were down.
You know, Sony was just the only other player, active player that I could play.
If there's a definition of a dart throw.
Yeah, so he had to be in there. Not that it mattered. He had 2 carries.
Yeah.
But again, it was just a warm body to put in there.
No warm body. Keep the seat warm.
Yo, my God. Every time, so what happens is, and I'm sure you all do that. Like, my thing is, I try not to look at my matchups until like after the first quarter. Ryan doesn't like checking until the half.
Yeah.
So one thing I do is I like scanning to see what, you know, hey, are we tightening the race up? How are we looking here? Right?
Like, are the underdogs winning?
Yeah. So I looked at your matchup. And every time I saw Jamar Chase getting a catch, I said, bro, it could happen. And then I wasn't seeing like a Chuba Hubbard highlight scoring. I saw the Giants game. I saw what was going on there. I saw what was going on with McKissick. I saw what was going on with the Ravens. And then I started thinking, man, it's going to happen. And, you know, look at that. Look at that stack. It's so beautiful. Burrow and Chase.
That's
so crazy. Salute to you, man. Yeah, salute to you on that one. You made that happen. You know, you wheeled and dealed, and there we go. Who did you get that Burrow from?
Suicide Squad.
Singletary, yeah.
Oh, for A-Rob?
For Singletary. A-Rob and Daniel Jones.
Got it.
Very nice. Very nice. The standard is the standard indeed.
My biggest, when I went, because I saw this before, because I was looking at these matchups, obviously, I'm hoping the better teams lose too, because that helps me. Mm-hmm. And I saw Pudi started the Jets defense. I didn't realize it after the fact. I was in my head. Yeah, I'm like,
I didn't really understand that one. So Pudi, if you could, I'm reading the chat. Let us know what the logic behind the Jets defense, because
rookie quarterback maybe.
But he has a rookie quarterback on the Jets, so
I don't get it. Maybe there's not. I don't know. I'd rather start no defense than the Jets.
That's the third time this season, fantasy wise, that someone started a negative defense. They had a negative points. The first time I won, other two I ended up losing. But so
up against you,
yeah, against me. This is the third time a negative.
What's the secret, bro? What's the routine? We need tips. We need tips on the routine. What do you do when you wake up? What are you?
Yo, Pete, we always talk about win the special teams battle, right?
Yes.
Hey, Mike tied it with no kicker.
You tied it with no kicker. I mean, again, that's a crucial piece. If you can do that with special teams and not have a and you can keep your bench spot, right? Like, which is Yo, the fact that you can win and you were already not conceding, but you were mentally prepared for a loss. That's crazy. How do you feel?
I mean, still early in the season. I'm 1-2 the second quarter of the season.
Hey, we're in a year where I kind of felt this was coming. Maybe it impacted my draft strategy a little bit, but where Chuba Hubbard, J.D. McKissick, Elijah Mitchell, and Khalil Herbert were started in a week. Mm. And I get it, bye McGinnis, but still, some of these guys would be starting without a bye.
That's true.
And I mean, it paid off for Mike. He's got guys who are producing, but good Lord.
Yo.
Yeah, running backs are dead to me.
Yo, running backs are dead to me. hey, Murray and Kirk. I like that. He picked up Kirk, and you know what? It's a nice little second receiver to have as you stack it, right? The fact that Murray's been so good this year.
Pootie's learning.
Yeah, Pootie's catching on. He's catching on. I think defense, you need to go back to the drawing board on your formula there, because we need to understand what happened here.
Throw that formula away.
Yeah, whatever that formula was, I'm going to need you to just and throw it away and then empty the recycling bin once you throw it away. We'll move on to the next, and it was Suicide Squad. A high scoring affair. The fact that you had to put up 134.
Hey, welcome to the big leagues.
This is a major league matchup. Suicide Squad at 4-3 now, and Longshot moves up to 4-3. Shoots all the way up to the number 4 in the standings.
Big time.
So you had your quarterback on a, both of these quarterbacks were on a bye. Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and Herbert. And he picked up Mac Jones, and I think there was a little bit of like, what are you doing? And Mac Jones, I swear, every time I looked, he threw a touchdown.
1 yard touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the one to Hunter Henry was insane. I'm like, really?
Hobbles it, catches it. I'm like, at that point, I'm like, bruh.
Yo, Marquise Brown, I don't have the exact number, but in unrealized air yards, I think he had over 230 yards.
My Lord. Yeah, the only bright spot for Baltimore.
I just think I want to throw this out for fantasy managers. Just Jacoby Myers is not going to score when you put him in. All right. Let's just cut it out.
Not even against the Jets.
Put him back on your bench or on the free agent. Let him score his touchdown. Get it out of the way. And then we can pick him up because he's not going to score.
Hey, he tried to go for that stack, man. Leave him alone.
Yo. I don't know, man. Stack. Kyle Pitts.
Yo, every time I looked, because again, I wasn't watching these 1 o'clock games, Kyle Pitts caught a 50-yard catch every time I looked. I'm like, what is this guy doing, man? Like, are the Dolphins trying to play defense?
They tried. They even had Howard on him at one point, and it didn't work. That dude's different. He's different, man.
He's a receiver, man. Let's stop calling him a tight end. This man is a wide receiver.
Yeah, which is why having him at tight end is just so...
That's crazy.
So good. One thing I wanted to look at here was this guy. Because we talk about Ja'Marr Chase, but I didn't realize he had 15 targets. He led the team in targets. Mm-hmm. So did he take Tyler Boyd's... did he take his targets too?
Pretty much.
But I don't know if you've been watching the Manning cast. They're like, what are targets even worth? Like that he was in the area when he threw it. Like,
that's a good point.
I mean, this matchup to me, I think it's even across the board, except mm-hmm. the flex spot. Harris against Higgins. That's what it came down to. Running backs are pretty even. Wide receivers.
Bro, close he enough. Had Gesicki in there all week, and I told Pete, yo, he put Higgins in. And if he had what he would have kept Gesicki in, he would have beat me by 0.16.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So, I mean, Carl, I know you're already lost, but just saying, man.
Special teams battle, too. A nice close one, man.
Yeah. Yo, Zach Ertz starting him with a projection of 4.6. F a projection.
You just got to go with football, man.
Yep, I watched enough. I saw it versus Houston, National Tight End Day. Man, come on, man. Every tight end performed, except the one John started.
Are we still not talking about Tyreek or?
Yeah, 6.7. Yeah, honestly, it was worse.
Oh, I think didn't Henny come in and
Yeah, he peppered him with a little bit. I was like, thanks for making it look better, because he had like 3.5 at one point. I'm like, yo, the Chiefs are dead to me.
You got to get it together. But that's a nice win, man, putting yourself in fourth.
Facts, man. I needed this one.
The next matchup is Dead Presidents losing to who has been putting up 120 points consistently.
Yeah, he's leading the league in scoring. He's got the most fantasy points scored, so.
Lamar got 25, and then Devontae with 13, and Swift, and then that's it pretty much. But he's got a few people on buys, right? Or no?
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah. Lockett, he's waiting for us to come back. Le'Veon Bell, man. 1.2,
my God.
That just goes to show you, by Mageddon, man, Le'Veon Bell is RB2. Uzoma, that this guy,
Emma, yo, the tight end whisperer,
yo, he picks up a tight end and it works.
Gotta give him props, man. I don't know who's helping you, but yeah, keep using them.
Yeah, keep using them for the tight end specifically. Whatever's helping you, use that tight end.
You did on Knox and Uzama.
Yeah, except when you play me, don't read that article.
Yeah. Derrick Henry throws for a touchdown. He says, "Okay, only quarterbacks get MVPs. Here you go." Evans blow up game last week, it wasn't, and McLaurin too, so it's crazy, and the fact that you can put up
crazy 122
from Mahomes,
that's wild. He should have had like 140.
Wow,
that's wild, man. Now his team's been showing up. I don't know what he's doing at RB2, but
we got Bateman. Bateman's looking pretty good, man. Yeah, nice win. Now he's 3-4, man. He was like, I don't know, I felt like when Mahomes went down, I was like, is it a possibility that he could lose? But then,
I mean, no AB, no Gronk, Evans with 3 TDs. It's
not happening. 1 yard touchdowns.
Yeah, 76 total yards, 3 touchdowns.
Damn, this dude he does this like out of nowhere, man.
Yeah.
And then he'll go and do this
damn near every other game.
So New Orleans next week, you know, that Lattimore and him, they always go at each other. So
yeah,
Lattimore always shuts him down.
So you're telling me this is a shutdown game for him?
Hopefully, you're gonna have to start him. You're gonna have to start him, but I mean,
of course. Oh, I heard you say AB. Wow.
I said hopefully AB's back.
Let's move on to the next matchup. If you're reading this, it's too late. And the Karma Show. It was the worst show.
The Kamara Show.
But now is Kamara or Karma, whichever one you want to call. But Shooter and John for this whole week were going at it. And it was brought to my attention that at some point in this matchup, there was a GIF action that alluded to the fact that there was a victory preemptively.
A lot of pre-ejaculation.
a lot of premature actions going on here. It's about 98-100, and this one went down to Monday night. I know how that feels, brother. We've all been there, all of us. Kamara did his thing. That's why you draft him, right, in the first round, because Lord knows that New Orleans offense just leaves a lot to be desired. So I, you know, did you have faith that he would get those 23 points?
I based on the matchup, I did.
Yeah,
okay. But again, you still have to take into account there's no Taysom Hill. When Taysom Hill comes back, you know.
Yeah.
Those 23 turn into 14.
It's crazy because he had 128 receiving yards.
Yeah.
Unreal.
51 rushing yards. Oh, and then we had in this game where Darren Waller on Saturday was put on the injury list. And that was the first time he showed up on it, and reporters were saying it's a rest day. But trust us, whenever that happens, it's not a rest day. That's not a good thing. And He ended up picking up Howard to stack with Brady.
Stack.
The stack.
No, we gotta have a button on the show where you just hit that shit and just stack. The stack.
Oh man.
And I know why. Because this game he had 7 targets, 6 catches.
Jason points.
Oh, John, man. You better. And the crazy thing is his backup tight end had already played on Thursday.
Yeah. But the tight end that played for his tight end score.
You could have just gone with Moreau. You could have just gone Moreau. You know they like him over there in Oakland. In Las Vegas. Anything else from this matchup?
A Gaskin showing up.
Miles Gaskin
versus the Falcons, but
will Duke Johnson's
get ready presence. For 1 point next week when they play Buffalo? sell high
because Duke Johnson's coming and Deshaun Watson maybe. Everett, so he won the tight end battle. John, you can't talk shit about that one. anything else on this? The special teams matchup, he won it, man. It sucks to lose on a Monday night, but you get right back up. We're not dead yet. And the last one, another team that was 1-5 that came up and won against a team that was this one was victory lapping from the beginning. This team, they thought they had this in the bag before Thursday even started.
And then Thursday happened, he still thought he had it in the bag. Yo, goes for 22.
Yo, how do you get 0 points combined or 0.9 points combined from your tight end and your RB2?
And still put up 113.
And still win and put up 113.
Jeez.
Stafford, man. Stafford had a really good game.
Yeah, but he had Cooper Kupp.
It took 6-7 weeks for this specific manager to wake up and start using the waiver wire properly.
Right. Because it kicked it off with the Ernest Johnson.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
You know, there's a couple waiver wire moves that he made earlier in the year that made no sense.
Yeah, I was right behind him. I tried to make sense of it for us. Don't worry.
Yo, Aaron Jones, 3.9, though. What the?
Yeah, whoever's there, it's this week.
This is going to be Aaron Jones game. I didn't want to say that earlier, but we're on the fantasy side of things. This is a heavy Aaron Jones.
First, the Cardinals? Do you think so?
I can see it, bro. I can see it.
It's going to be, like, not Kamara ish, but I could see 6, 7, 8 catches out the backfield.
Yeah. Yeah. Prime time. They love doing that too. Is it a prime time game or not?
Yeah, Thursday night.
Yeah. They love doing that on prime time for Aaron Jones, don't they?
But again, wide receivers starting to look shaky, you know?
it booms 1 week. It looks good. You know, victory laps. And then the next week, it's this.
Jaylen Waddle, wide receiver 1. Hey, more points than Tyreek, so I can't talk. But
you're getting almost 60 points from your number one wide receiver and A-Rod. That's going to help you win a lot of weeks.
Big facts.
Yeah, agreed. And then Godwin showing up. You know, that's also a good thing. But you hope that doesn't happen because that means Antonio Brown doesn't really produce, right?
Well, we expected these two to do something because Brown wasn't out. So when there's two mouths to feed, it's way easier than three.
So, which is why the Cam and Break start was kind of puzzling, but that's okay. But hey, at least he put somebody in. We got to take for his victory, for his last go round, we got to take what we get. Anything else from this matchup? All right. That was a good win. Yes.
Let's keep pace.
Let's keep it going. Again, we had the biggest blowout. Hey, Will, GG's again, my brother. I served it warm.
That's how you like it.
Now we got week 8. I told Rye today, I was like, bro, I got 2 wins. Got myself on a winning streak. Please take it easy on me this week. So I got to play the long shot, man. And here we are, the Pod Bowl.
The Pod Bowl.
The Pod Bowl for this week. Humble Pie. So we'll see who'll be eating Humble Pie, whether it's me or my brother here.
I don't like pie, bro. So.
I don't like pie. I don't like pie. You can have my PC. Yeah, we got that. So if you're looking at these matchups, give me some of the narratives that's coming, like that's on the top of your heads right now. Ooh. Like Mike, like, give me one and then Ryan follow up.
He's probably gonna say the same thing I'm gonna say.
Then, as far as all the matchups or just our particular matchups?
All of them, overall.
Oh man, Suicide Squad and to be.
That's what man. I'm looking at. That's the we always try to pinpoint the matchup of the week. I think that's the matchup of the week.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Because somebody's gonna take a bigger leap into like separation if Pudi wins, or Suicide Squad can bring them down to the bunch again. And Pudi was looking very bright. Now he's like bunched up. So this is a big week for him, man.
It is a very big week for
a Pudi. Lot of research. A lot of research.
He got Chuba for another week though.
No, no struggles is projected 119. What?
Oh, that president's got to play no struggles after two straight losses, bro. You know. Yo.
What is going on over there?
What is going on?
I don't like going into, but yo, Jesus Christ. Wait, they got Eckler again, 14 versus New England? Bro. Eh, I don't know about that. I don't know about
bro, that. Bro, if there's a running back that can get that against New England, it's a guy like an Eckler, right? Because he's not a traditional running back.
Yeah.
And it's home. Yeah. I think Eckler gets the 14.
Yeah. Henderson versus Houston.
Henderson just had a bad game when he was hot. Hunter Henry, revenge game.
Four touchdowns the last four games.
Hunter Henry, revenge game. So,
jeez.
Man.
I'm going to be honest. And I mean this in the most respectful way because I haven't played him yet. And I play him next week. But I just don't know where Dead Presidents gets points from.
Lamar. It's been Lamar and Devontae. That's been the
Devontae. Oh yeah, he got Devontae out. That's what's happening.
And this guy.
Yeah, no, Swift is nice. But again, one guy can't beat nine guys.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't want to get too in depth with the match.
Right, I
just want to see what that 119 was about because good Lord.
Yeah, that's very impressive.
And Keith at 116. These guys, man, must be nice.
So the struggle bus is getting the speed limit not only over 50, over 119 at this point. So
yeah, there's a lot of good matches here, man.
MF and oh, to me, this is another one. Keith against Nelson. Yo,
hey,
it might be a little quiet over there in Keith world.
Facts. Again, I'm rooting for all the underdogs except in my matchup.
Yeah, you know. Yo,
again, I want everybody to be 4-4.
Yo, for real.
Somehow,
does risky business keep it going?
Hey, he's projecting more than. Yo, real quick, I don't want to talk about the matchup, but I just want to see what it looks like.
All right, let's go.
I don't want to give anybody like make
because
it
it's, because he's gone. Fine.
I just want to see what the matchups are. Oh, Laviska Sanot going down.
You didn't even sound serious about that when you said.
No, I'm just shocked. I don't know.
Laviska Sanot.
Cooper Kupp, man, God, versus Houston.
Sano against Seattle.
Cook is back. Oh my God. Yeah, man, he kind of got a nice squad, man.
Yeah, he got the Cook brothers.
This is low key a good matchup.
Interesting. That Cooper Kupp train, does it keep going? I say yes, but it's not here.
Yeah, this might be a Henderson week, though. I think. Go to Cook. Cups.
You want to look at Cup's numbers?
No, he's been scoring 20 every week. I think I saw earlier.
Cooper Kupp has just been unreal, bro.
Yeah, man. He's not fair, man.
Yeah.
They be giving him. He gets the most 1 yard touchdowns I've ever seen in my life.
Bro, look at this.
Yeah, one of those was against me when he scored six.
T- Take it and run.
Not mad at all.
But
yeah, it's a good week, man.
A really good week. This is where we are with the standings. You see the stories with not only the win-loss records, but the points for and the points against. It becomes even more important as the weeks go along. How many are you scoring per week?
Hey, let's look at this real quick. Out of the top six teams, me and Mike have the first and second highest against. So, hey, we earned these W's.
Yeah, no, it's not Fugazi over there.
Nope.
Those diamonds are real.
To be damned, 634. Boy, oh boy.
What does that mean?
Boy, oh boy.
What does 634 mean? Yeah, that's, you know, things even out. You hope that it doesn't when you're to be damned, because he is putting up 748 is...
Yeah, he's playing Suicide Squad. I'll tell you right now, Suicide Squad is going to score points.
Yeah. What's 748? What would that put him in?
When I do it, you can do it on the phone and it tells you. Let me go to the phone real quick.
Yeah.
Not that I check or anything. So points forced, that puts him at... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th best. So not bad. It's not that he's at the bottom, but
if you're vying for that 6th playoff spot, you like that you're there at least for now. Yeah. Right. Anything else? Hey Mike, you got anything for us, bro, on this? What are your thoughts?
Not really fantasy wise, but aside from fantasy, gotta give a lot of props to Tua, man, because I think he's been balling out the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. He's been getting the Lamar treatment. They're waiting for him. Young kid,
and you're hearing all these rumors and trade talks and Washington, and kid has balled out the past 2 weeks. So give Tua props.
Mm-hmm.
And my future prediction that I'd like to make.
Let's do it.
I think A-Rod is going to be a future Pittsburgh Steeler. Next year.
I like that.
I think him and Tomlin have a bond.
Little thing. You saw that little look.
Yeah.
So
I think A-Rod is gonna be.
So the going back to play in California narrative, you're not buying it?
Nah, I don't think so.
And they signed Devontae, let Juju go because he's on a 1 year contract.
Yeah.
Is that a Pittsburgh thing? Would they do that?
And they'll do anything for a ring.
Yeah, Pittsburgh likes to win, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
A-Rod, with that defense? Oh,
man. A-Rod's never had a defense like that.
Good God.
And I would say, what is his window? What, 3 years? 4 years?
Yeah, I think if he goes to Pittsburgh, he'll get at least one.
They'd have to trade him, though, right? Or is he a free agent?
No, next year he goes to wherever the hell he wants to go.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good one. That's something to keep your eye on. In the comment section below, if you're still watching this, let us know. What team do you think A-Rod will end up with next year? And is it next year? It's like, nah, it will be next year.
And if Seattle's imploding and Carroll leaves, I think Russ might try to force his way out of there too.
And he has a no trade clause, right?
I believe so, yeah.
So he would have to waive it. He'd have control as to where he'd be sent, right? Tell me your teams. Top of your head. Give me your two teams he'd go to.
Oh man, I want to say Cowboys, but that's kind of
They got Dak. They're fine. They're not.
There will be a trade for a quarterback. If he forces a trade, you know. Oh, that was the rumor in the offseason anyway. But
Washington
football team.
Hey, I'll take any quarterback at this point. Even though Heineke's, I think he's a great backup. But.
Yeah, Heineke is what he is, man. I think you found a gem there, and the fact that you have a guy that could step in and you feel good with, but you want that leader, man. You want a captain.
Niners, you know? Russell Wilson and the Niners. I always thought Aaron Rodgers was going to go to San Francisco. I don't know why. I thought
normally those quarterbacks or those players that played for a long time, they kind of just go to a different team within the division, right? Isn't that how it normally plays out?
So in the next week, you guys believe Watson is getting traded?
Yes.
Yeah, he's getting traded before the trade deadline. They have to trade him. He's going to lose too much value.
But what's the legal situation? Because if he admits to guilt, if he settles at all to anything, right, what does that look like to the NFL, right?
Look, I think the NFL's, and again, I'm not trying to downplay any of this. I hope everybody understands that. Like, but we've seen a lot of people get killed and things happen in the NFL. Like, I get how serious all this legal stuff is, and I don't take that lightly, but they'll find a way, man. They'll find a way.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think he plays a down, even if he does get traded.
Not this year. No, for sure. I don't think he plays. That's what I was telling Pete. I don't think he plays this year. But
neither.
Yeah, I don't think he plays this year. Reason I dropped him in fantasy. I did my homework, and yeah, he's not on the exempt list right now.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the word felony, but I believe you don't have to put him on the list. You could just suspend him for conduct detrimental. Exactly. You don't fuck with the shield.
Yeah, and another thing that I guess if you look back on things like this to compare, where do you set the precedent? Then you have the Big Ben situation where he settled with something and he was given a few games suspension. So if that's one case,
we don't even have to go back that far. We could just go back to last year with Antonio Brown.
Oh, right.
Charges. They weren't felonies. And I think he did end up settling and got a 6-game suspension.
Yeah. So that's one or two, like what, two cases or something like that? Let's call it three. Yeah. Three in a pump. Yeah. Let's call it three in a pump. And he got 6 games.
Sexual allegations. These are, picket signs outside your stadium. It's going to be a lot of drama wherever he goes.
There's damage to your brand because they will come after you. So you have to think about that, and it's not cancel culture. You got to think about these voices.
Why give up three ones, two twos, and all that when you could have Russell Wilson, A-Rod on the market in a couple months.
Andy Dalton,
Nick Foles, yeah.
Nick Foles.
Deshaun Watson's still young, man.
Gardner Minshew.
Yeah. So
Nate Peterman.
We'll see, man. We'll see. I'm just afraid of, even if they agree to a trade, everything works out, and then here comes the 24th accuser. He did this, and all of a sudden that the crime is more violent, more vulgar, more, now we got to put him on the list. Something's always going to come up.
And again, this is a whole different sport, but it's almost like that Trevor Bauer incident, even though that was only one thing. Like, Trevor Bauer didn't play for the rest of the season.
Yeah, the Dodgers were put in a very precarious situation because they gave him a big contract, but they essentially paid him to not play. Like, they made the decision to suspend him. It wasn't Major League Baseball that did that. So in this case, the NFL is going to have to step in and do something, because if a franchise makes a move for him, trust, they're going to try to start him game one. Right. So they're going to force the NFL's hand on this one.
Definitely.
But maybe that's why they were asking in these meetings, and for Goodell to say what he said today, like, oh, I can't put him on any list. There's no police, whatever, like those things, like, that was weird to me again.
Maybe that's
the green light to be like, hey, look, you can trade him. There's nothing yet, but if something does come up, then I have to, we'll cross that bridge. Like, comes up as far as more evidence.
Somebody in our league is Googling right now Deshaun Watson to figure out whether or not they should cancel their waiver claim for him.
No, this is
gonna. Oh, this is after it clears. Somebody's looking for a player to replace the waiver claim they made with Deshaun Jackson. Not Deshaun Jackson, Deshaun Watson. Because I don't know. Me personally, I had him on my team too. I did my research. It's a dicey situation. Hey, you know what? You pick him up, it works. He comes back, he plays, and they don't do anything. You got lucky, but
I'll tell you what. If I was 5-2, 6-1, 7-0, I would take that risk. But with the way our fantasy league is, the way the waiver wire is, my opponent started a defense that scored -1.
Uh-huh.
We talk about no running back. Shit, there's no defenses.
Yeah.
So.
You want to, it's about using the
roster. I didn't want that headache. I dealt with that headache with Zeke suspension two years ago. That didn't get me far. AB last year. I don't want that headache on my fantasy team. And all my time is being spent looking up one player's legal, you know, problems. Nah, the hell. Let me focus on my team.
Yeah, and people that are actually playing football, right?
Yeah, let me yeah. The hell with, you know, hey, someone picks them up and it works out for them, that's great, but
it ain't gonna be me. I'm not gonna say never.
But never.
Because the standard is the standard when HHM is on the show. Anything else, gentlemen, before we sign off? Another great show. Before we sign off, all of the music that you hear on all of the shows on TalkDown TV, and even my podcast and Ryan's podcast separately, we have to give a shout out to Infamy. Infamy, shout out to you. That's www.infamysounds.com, up and coming producer. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Dude, we're welcome anytime. We hear through the grapevine that there is a podcast curse.
Yeah, there's no curse. I wanted to come on here to show our league mates that
there's no curse.
I say a lot of subtle shit on the chat, on the board. You know, I'll be under the influence half of the time, and that's my only time, you know, away with, you know, no kids. I mess around a lot. Don't take anything seriously.
I think everybody knows that. I appreciate the disclaimer, but if anyone watching here is offended by anything that goes on in the chat, then we need to talk on the side and reevaluate what's going on. Let's
yeah,
talk,
man. Get on the pod. Get on the pod, man. Hey. Support our guys, man.
Come on the pod. Join us. Yeah. Join us. Don't worry about the curse. There's no curse. It's like the Madden curse. What Madden curse?
Yeah. Hey, with that being said, since there's no curse, close the
show. All three of us have just came off a win. So I think that's the first time we've had three.
Facts.
You know,
three victories.
Next week there can't be.
Right. One of us. Well, hey, I'll be happy no matter what, man.
Yo, hey, either way, humble pie, bro.
Facts.
We got that going for us. So on that note, for Mike, for Ryan, I'm P. That's the Fantasy Standard.